Tore Rodon Bosso Gwine mit Pachas Achas. Zeil Drabono and Bosso Bacholo. You see that they made many chumras, like not eating one after the other. Nothing to do with the deraisa, no visual there. So therefore, the Gemara gives you a kulit that far they didn't go. That you can put your boso at cholov in one container. The best way to visualize it is in a basket, in a picnic basket. Bavachi, you know, there was a right. I'm shipping him alone. Another kulit. Shnei achsanoim ochel al shulchan echad. Zeh boso zeh gvina vein choshishin. One person not. Halo al shulchan. You can't have milks and fleshings while you're eating. But here, two achsanoim, why? Because you assume that there is a social barrier, right? And we'll see. And we'll come back in a minute. Gemara asks, "V'chinogei zeh b'zeh may have?" Right? Tzonon b'tzonon. You say, "Vashi nogin." What if it does touch? Amar Abaye, nei di klipa lo boy, hadochemi lo boy. So there was a gzeira de rabbonon, even if the meat and milk could never cook together, if they touch, you have to separate it again. How do you separate it again? Hadoch is enough. If it were hot, there's blia. If it's cold, all there is physical transfer. Physical transfer, you could untransfer. You wash it off. Shimmy Gemil Omer. Shneyach Senoim Ochal Shulchan Echad. But we learned you can't make a Malad Al Shulchan Bosad Ochal at the same time. Om Ochan and Barabi Yam Shmuel Lo Shonam Ele Shemakir Zeh Zeh. Therefore, there were two separate tables. The table could be one table. But if I sit at my end and you eat at your end, right, there's no connection between us. Abu Makidin says if they're eating together, even though they're not eating the same meal, but if they're eating and they joined each other in having lunch together, right, that's Makidin says that's what Makidin does, and it's also. Tanya Namahochi, Am Shimuel Omer, Bezach Senoim, Shenis Achu, and look how the Breise make sure you understand that ain't makirin zeze. Why? Zeh bo min atzofom, zeh bo min adorom. Zeh bo bechaytach also, this one comes with his steak. Zeh bo begin also, this comes with his cheese. Ochlen al shulchan echad. Zeh bo sav zeh gevin vein choshishin. Koz lo osu ela bitfisa achas. That's hard to translate those words. They only asad when it's one unit, tfisa achas. One, it's they are bound together, tofus together, meaning there is a social connection between them. Avo, but says tfisa achas al kadaitach. What do you mean tfisa achas? The words don't make any sense. But they're intimately bound together. Right. No, what it means to say is, right. It means like the difference, in other words, it's understood by the contrast. Unlike strangers who are distant from each other, these are close together. That's the same halacha that we learned, only if makir zeze, if they're not familiar with each other. But if makir zeze, they're not. Okay. Comes a nice shaila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda bar Shalmei Labaye. What about they are socially connected? They happen to be brothers. Shnei Achin. But they hate each other. Umakpidin Zelze. They don't like each other. Anyone seeing them eating together knows them as brothers. So he sees two brothers eating together, one eating milchiks, one eating fleishiks. So they raise their eyebrows, what's going on here? We thought that the halacha is Eimakir Zeze, and these are two brothers. But they don't know about their social relationship. Don't know, they don't like each other. Right. Amalei, listen what the answer is. Answer is that really you're right. If they hate each other, then there's no danger that they will suddenly start exchanging food. But nobody knows that they hate each other. People looking at the table see only two brothers. What's going on in their heart, in their mind, nobody knows. Therefore, Yomru, Amalei, Yomru, people will say, Kol Hasrikin Asurin Usriko Baisus Mutarin. Okay? And people remember where that's Gemara Psochem. Gemara says that you don't break on Pesach Masos Mitsuyorim. Right? People would like to go ahead, right, and depict on the Masos the 10 Makos. Oh, the pyramids. Oh, right. Matzahs are pretty plain looking. It's nice to break into the market with something fancy. Right? Simo says it's also. Why? You stand there patching around, etching the dough to make the picture, and meanwhile become chomets. So came along Baisos, who was a well-known baker in the area, and he went ahead and made a mold that depicts whatever it is, Yitzhias Mitzrayim, right? And for him, you just make a stamp, it won't take any time. So he wanted a heter to go on the market selling these Masos Mitzrayim. So that's what they answered him. Yomu, people will say, what? Everybody else can't do it, and Bises has a right to do it. Why? They don't know that he has a mold. You know what's going on in his kitchen. He has a mold and the others don't have molds. Likewise, they don't know that these brothers hate each other. All they can see is the final product. There's a matzah mitzvahs, right? Therefore, it's also. No, there's no exceptions to the rule. That's a idiomatic expression now. Those who, to me, the Chachamim, know this expression. When someone asks for a special exemption of something, they say, no, Yomu kol asriken asur, usikas baisas mutorim. In fact, the Gemara, an interesting jump, how the halachic mind works. If you're afraid of marasayin, it's really what you're worried about here. Right? That people will say you're doing something that's also by depicting scenes on your matzahs. Therefore they said it's also. But if someone has a mold, no one knows that. Therefore Yomu, they will say. So therefore, how do you make an exception? Ulitaimoch hod Omar Ravasi, Omar Rav Yochanan. In the Rabbonans, right, remember we are very strict, no exceptions. If you're afraid of this, then how did you allow an exception for someone who has only one garment to wash his garment on Chol HaMoed? He has only one shirt. He said he has only one shirt, then he can wash on Chol HaMoed. You know what's going on in his closet? You know how many shirts he has or not? Yomu, they'll say, if this guy, if it's a... he must pay off the Rabbanon or something, right? That he's allowed to wash. And those days they washed publicly out in the stream. Right? אמר רבי יוחנן, מי שאלה לחלק אחד, מותר לחפש בכל המועד. נו, why aren't you afraid of that principle? יומו, כל הסחיקן עשו זי בייס מותרן. ונגמור, הוסה, אמר ברבא שי, איזו מוכיח עליו. Look at Rashi. Strange depiction of what was not necessary to learn like Rashi. It's a much easier way to understand this. What is his belt tells people that he has only one coat. Therefore, no one will suspect anything else. Well, how does that depict? He has only one. What is Ezul, his gartel, right? That shows it off. That tells anybody this guy is not violating the halacha. He only has one coat, one garment. He got dirty. He has to wash it on Chol Hamoed. Look how Rashi explains it for some complicated reason. Ha'ezel tomed hikavua b'chaluko. The belt is always attached to the garment. Ushiposhit chaluko, when he changes his garment, velovish chalok echot, a chalok acher, no teller ezer mizeh, bekovo bezeh. He removes the belt, in other words, like you have, you have different pants, but you have only one belt. Right? The belt goes from pants to pants. Fine. Vizeh she'en lo echot, ein lo acher, mechapso imi zero. Since he has only one, well, obviously, Rashi depicts it, the ezel also is made of linen or whatever. It also gets dirty. It has to be washed occasionally. But that's washed only occasionally. Usually the belt doesn't get dirty, so you belt's on top of the garment, so it doesn't get dirty from sweat and so on. Therefore, the same belt is used again and again. Right? But here they'll see that he's washing the garment and he has no other garment to put the belt in. I mean, that's all he has, right? Then Yodeya Shein lo cholak acher lo chen etir lo chachomim. Why Rashi did that? I don't know, because others learned it from pshat, and I think better pshat. What happens to this fellow who's washing his only garment? He's standing naked? A naked man in the stream washing his garment? No. What then? He puts on some kind of shmate, some kind of bed sheet over himself or something, and ties it with a belt. So when people see that he's wearing some kind of cloth over him tied with a belt, they understand he has only one. Otherwise, the fellow puts on another shirt and another bathrobe or something. Since he has nothing else, that seems to be an easier pshat than where Rashi has to formulate this social scene that they move belts from one to another. Who knows? Okay? That's a priyaz balchov mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay a debt. Okay, we didn't skip it for nothing. What we have to do is one tesis. Okay, this came to Sachas. Okay, people. The im yesh dovo mafsik. Lo'ave kein tfisa achas. Okay, that's nice, better pshat for tfisa achas. It looks like one table. It looks like two people eating together. But if I would put up a barrier, right, put up a little machine gun facing to each other, so you know they're not too friendly. Okay. Just I'm putting up a little mechitza. That same halacha we have in Hilchos Nida. Meaning, if the wife is in Nida and you eat together at the table, right? There's supposed to be a double That's chutzitz. Many homes have the minig of putting their candlestick. A candlelight supper is bekovedik. It doesn't announce to anything. So it's decided to have a candlestick there. That's a hekel between them. Here too, if there's a hekel, something unusual is placed at the table, that's already not tfisa achas, even if makirin zed zeh, even they are friendly with each other. Kahid mesechta v'dezora, Peik Rabbi Shmuel, Avnei makolis, right, Oma kam betfisa achas, kam b'shei tfichos. Anyone know what that is all about? Yeah.
They were Zara, they would put stones on the road.
Who is this Marcolus?
Wouldn't they defecate on the stones or something?
Huh?
Would they like defecate on the stones?
Marcolus?
That's my part.
Marcolus, they throw stones.
Marcolus is Mercury. Stones. I remember how Mercury comes in mythology. Swift, right? He has wings on his feet, right? And part of the Avodah was Ad Hayom is practiced by the Arabs. When they go to Mecca, what do? They take stones and they throw stones. There's some kind of black saber there, or something, whatever it is. That's what happened when they incorporated, when Muslims forced their religion on others, Vinish, they incorporated, so you get this mishmash, the chazarai that goes on there. So those Avnei Makolis are avodah zarah. Okay, they worship with these stones, right? So well, it says, how do you know whether it's a stone of Makolis or not? It's how you can differentiate, but it looks like, right, it's something distinct or not distinct. That's the tushtel to hear a mechitza. Veche domek andika gova beni beni. They put down a different colored tablecloth there. I think I mentioned to you when early years went out to soil. We went to a restaurant in Sfas where they served milk and fish. Two counters. Some people came and bought flesh and sat down to eat. I can't imagine anyone allowing it in America, but why not? Perfectly fine. Right. Those who bought milk had blue dishes, those flesh had yellow dishes, right, and there was a tablecloth, right, on the same table. It wasn't the same table, but when I was there, I just saw different tables, but served. You went to the counter, you bought milk, you bought place, whatever you want. At the same time, people, you know, service on milk. Nowadays, Akshar Dori, we became much former. We don't allow such things. Ever. If in Foshim, lo osro ele betfisa achas, klomar, shehein behotso achas, kan achim shekono esrog betfisa sabayis. Right? Upo betfisa achas akadaitach, mali behotso achas, mali bishtei otsoos. In Makir zeze, umishanik shein, ke ein tfisa achas, hainu shemakir zeze, lefise lo aira klal shiyemuta lecho rachuch lecho, neshu hefse shemain tayim. Therefore, it doesn't mention that other heter. And so it's not discussing, so Tvisa Achas is not discussing, it looks like they're eating together. Right. But Tvisa Achas refers to how it appears, two people eating together. Therefore, that's what he says. No, it means that each one paid for his own lunch. Maybe for lunch, how do you know what went on with the cashier, or who will be at the cashier? That shouldn't make any difference. It doesn't look any different. If he says, the real chilek is that Shemakita says that, right? If it doesn't mention any other way of showing that they are not connected. Just with the Messias of Makira Zedze.
But how do people know?
But really, the Hefsik, something, the Gemara doesn't mention it, so Tais is disturbed. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that? That's another Eitzin. Right. Yeah, I don't know what
he's saying. But he got back to the same problem with the two brothers, that people will know.
Which one?
People, just like the two brothers, people who know their enemies. Right. These two people, they won't know whether they're
that's by them. I asked that kasha. That's by where they pay, if they pay separately.
Yeah, but
especially if you pay at the end of the meal, what hecker do you have?
But I see two people sitting at a table. I don't know whether they're friends or not.
Right.
It's the same matter of appearance. That's like with the two brothers. Yeah. They won't know they're enemies.
So by brothers, we have the problem there of Yomu. But the two strangers, it goes the other way.
Yeah,
two strangers can eat at the table, right? Only if Makidon's there, that they can't eat.
But how do I know that they're strangers? The
Which
person
one?
Who observes doesn't know whether they're strangers.
You have no right to assume that Makidon's there. Uh-huh. Why should you jump to the conclusion that Makidon and they're over on something? No. The normal thing is two people sitting, not your business whether they know each other or not. Our problem is they're brothers. I know that they are brothers. That's why I have a shy. Okay, let's start the next mission again. I told you, remember, we gave a little akdoma here. Right here we have the shayla of Tam Keiko, Chdichan Asan Vela, and Efsho Softo, and Beetle Min Bemino. Four principles are involved in this little sugya. Here we have to do all the tapes in two. You could use a little support from the troops. Yeah. We said already quickly once. Who's prepared to say it? No? You got it? Same Gemara we're learning.
Try.
Okay.
I didn't have to prepare this one. But
huh?
I didn't have to prepare this mission.
You didn't prepare?
Not this mission, no.
Well, we did it in class.
We did it in class yesterday, but I didn't prepare during Seder.
Okay.
I heard Adam do it yesterday. I can read it over.
It's slow, loud and clear.
Kipat Cholav Shnafla Al Chatipa, a drop of dairy
okay.
fell
what's the,
on...
What's the picture here?
So a drop of dairy falls on a piece of meat.
The meat's on top of the other piece of meat in the pot.
What's the picture? Basically, Kulu Chusla Rotev. Right. The meat is not immersed in any liquid. There's liquid, but it's not immersed in the liquid. How is that? One piece of meat is half immersed, and this meat is on top of that piece of meat. Okay, so it's not in contact with any liquid at all. Okay.
So im yesh ba benosin tam ve'osa chaticha, if there's enough of that dairy to give the flavor over to that piece.
What does that mean? English translation.
Shishim.
That's another lotion for shishim. Okay.
What's the English word I was thinking?
Yeah. All right. Em yesh bo menosin tam, meaning if there is less than shishim, right, then the chatich is also. There's a whole bunch of other stuff in the pot. It is the chutz lamachne. It's not part of the deal. What if, however,
near as a kadera, if you stir the pot, Im yesh ba menosin tam, but osa kadera.
Osa kadera.
Right,
then the whole pot comes into the cheshbon. Okay. Okay. Say the first tesis.
Tibat chalav shenafel al chaticha baser. Im yesh ba benosin tam losa chaticha. Naseres kishe ha chaticha kul chus rotev.
Im yesh benosin tam losa chaticha. Naseres. the Dibur HaMaskel goes in the sentence.
Right. So it makes it all usher. When the Chaticha is outside of the... When the case that we're talking about is when the Chaticha is outside the rotate.
Therefore, Lakach, since the meat on which the milk fell is not in contact with the liquid, Lakach, Misharinan, Beyosa Chaticha, Levata Latipa, Belobisha Chatichos. Why? And then comes this, there you have this big Hezbollah. Kind of a Kabbalah, Aloch Moshe B'Sinai, something. How they know that? But a principle now, which we'll be using in Tauvis, that what? Mishum.
The
Cholom Mefafeya al Kolach Ticha. Bein Mefafeya Mechticha Lechavata. Elar Deinim. Now you visualize it. I mean, the milk fell over here. Oh, milk fell over here. So the milk is able to penetrate without the benefit of a liquid vehicle, right? There's no liquid vehicle. But yet the milk can penetrate through the whole chaticha. If it can penetrate the whole chaticha, why can't it keep on going to the next chaticha? So we have here, this is given. This scientific fact is given. Then what? That Lukach Meshairin Beosa Chatichel Watatipo, Belobisha Chatichos, Mishum, the Cholom Mefafea Al Kol HaChaticha. It can only go and penetrate through and through to the Chaticha on which the milk fell. Ve Mefafea Mechaticha Lechavata, Ella, without the medium, a vehicle of water. Ella Aridei Nil Bekisui, either water or steam carries the Cholom. Kisui. We put a cover over it, then the steam will carry the milk further into the other chatichos too. Can I mean migmora? What do you say? Ilema lo niya klal, amai kol achatichos asurus. If he didn't stir it up, why are the other chatichos also? Why shouldn't it be also? The milk went from the top of this chatiche to the bottom of this chatiche, from the bottom of this chatiche to the next chatiche, to the next chatiche. Said, no, because mivla bolat, miflet lo pola. The milk is absorbed into the chatiche, but it's not given out by the chatiche. In other words, it's bound by the first chatiche. No, in the mind, possibly you got to somehow explain intimacy of contact or something, but that's given. No one's asked you to defend it. That's the given club. That the milk, belia, right, can only go in the place where there was mamoshes. Where there was mamoshes, shel cholov, then it travels. But where the mamoshes shel cholov wasn't in contact, but now you want to have what? The blee of the cholov. The blee of the cholov, not. But what's the blee of the cholov? Blee of the cholov has to be the milk itself. I mean, you say the milk is somehow working its way through, so why can't it work through the next chaticha? That's the cloud. The Tosfos doesn't bring a raya to it. That's given. He just brings a raya. That's the language that the Gemara uses later. It says, milva bola, but what? But miflat lo polit, the piece of meat absorbed this milk, but doesn't spit it out. So miflat lo polit. Okay. Amar Rabbaye. Tamo v'lo mamosho ba'almo doraisa. What is he saying? There. Not only by kodoshim do we have tam ki'ikov, but by chulim also. Chadoshim is Hadaraisa. No one argues. Remember when case Chatos is cooked with Shlomim, right? Even though the Chatos was taken out, the Shlomim has a din of Chatos. It's Nechal only Lizchorim, Nechal only Liyom Balaila, not the Sheyomim, etc. Has all the Chumus of Chatos. That no one argues. But by Chulin, we have a machlokis. By it comes to say, Tam Obla Mamosho, the Raisa, Tam Kiko, the Raisa. What's the case of Tam Kiko again? A piece of something, whatever it is, also falls in. That's ultimately removed. And all that's left is the Tam of the Dava Osa. The Tam is also the Raisa. That's what the Shach was disturbed by. That's what we heard this morning in Yudea, those who are not here. No, that's what we heard in Yudea this morning. The Kash of the Shach. Then how's the Goy Neman on the taste? You say, you can give it to a Goy to taste. Why? We don't trust a Goy on the Reises. Goy has no halach of Edus for the Reises. These Hakataika, the Rabbanon, right? But if you tell me that Tam Ki Iko is the Rabbonon, then I'll ask you, why don't you learn a Mamatzina from Bosa B'cholov? Mi Bosa B'cholov by Tam Ulo Gamrinan. You have to how you learn Ivri here. This is rhetorical questions. Watch how you feed him shot. So why wouldn't you learn from Basar B'Cholov? You cook Basar and Cholov, you take the Basar out, you take the Cholov out, the Tam Cholov in the Basar, the Tam Basar in the Cholov, keeps the Issa going. So you see that by Basar B'Cholov, we know that Tam Ki'iko Daraisa. And surely by all other Yisurim, it's also Daraisa, with the principle of Mamasinu. As we find it here, it applies to all other places. You'll tell me chidushu. You tell me you can't learn anything from Basar B'Cholov. Basar B'Cholov is so unique. Why? Basar is kosher, cholov is kosher. Together it becomes treif. Therefore, it's such a unique halacha. You can't use it as a mamatzino. I chidushu. Then, if that's the case, alfa gav de lekanais in tamnami. Then Bosa B'Cholov should be also one little kazayas of Boso falls into a big pot of milk. It also should be also. In the case of the Mishnah, Tipas Cholov Shenofla Al Chaticha should also be also. Why? It's a chidush. I didn't see any limits. There were no limits mentioned. Lo Sabashal Gedi Bachlevi Mo doesn't tell you how big a Gedi and how much milk. Therefore, if you tell me, right, it's a chidush, then I will learn that by Bosa B'Cholov, any mixture is also. As long as it's a Bosa B'Cholov mixture, it doesn't go with quantity. Ella, what then? So, I chidushu, then afagav de lekenois in tamnami, it would also be also. But in the Mishnah, you told me, if what? Im yeshbo nos in tam bosa chaticha, so you go with tam. You go with Tam by Basar B'Cholov, you have to go by other Yisurim also by Tam. Abaye ran into, in one line, he asked questions, gave answers. What does Abaye do here? He's trying to prove that Tam Ki'iko Daraisa. Why? Because by Basar B'Cholov, you tell me that Tam Ki'iko is Daraisa. You told me that if a piece of meat has a sprinkle of milk on it, That milk, as long as it's no sin tam in the meat, it asks. And if it's not no sin tam in the meat, it doesn't ask. You tell me it's mutter. If there is shishim keneged, that little bit of milk that fell on the meat, then it's okay. So it goes with tam. So don't you tell me that Basar B'Cholov is a big chidush, and therefore you can't use it to learn other yisurim from it. Sure, there's a chidush that Basar and Cholov or Mutar and now it became also. But a chilik, but Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's also. And how do you measure Isur? You tell me with Tam. If you measure Isur with Tam, then I apply that principle to all Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Therefore, from here I know that Tam Ki'iko Daraisa, my only Yisur and Shabbat Torah. You followed? The fact that the mother didn't break it up into kosher, yeshroma, etc. But that's what was Abai doing. Abai discounts the possibility of you telling me that Bosa B'cholav is unique. It's not unique, because you told me in the Mishnah that it measures with Tam. If it measures with Tam, that means you know it's treated like all Yisur Shabbat Torah. Because if it was not, then Tam shouldn't be a factor in Bosa B'cholav. Because nothing in Bosa B'cholav told you anything about Tam. What then? You equated the principles that you use for all Taru V'siso and applied it to Bosa B'cholav, then you can apply then that principle to all Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Comes along Rove and refutes that analysis of Abaye. Amale Abaye, Amale Rove, Derech Bishul Oso Torah. Nu, what are you saying? Really, Bosa B'cholav is a chidush, and you can learn from Bosa B'cholav to other Yisurim. Why Bosa B'cholav is heta, where heta becomes also, it already removes it from the general rule of Taru V'siso. There's no Taru V'siso. There's a heta beheta that al day Taru V'siso becomes also. Right? Therefore, it's chidushu, you can learn from it. And then you ask me a good kasha. If it's a chidushu, how do you know to apply tam at all? Then Bosa B'cholav should be also without tam. The chidush is, if there's bosa and cholav being cooked together, that tells you how much. Therefore, it's also under all conditions. So I will answer to you, it's not true. The uniqueness of bosa b'cholav extends also to the concept of bishul, because the Torah didn't use the Loshon Achila, lo socha bosa b'cholav. It used lo savashel gidi b'chlevi mo. And when you cook, there's nesinas tam. That's part of the concept of bishul, that you cook things together because you want to transfer tam from one to the other. Del bishul asatola. Therefore, by bosa b'cholav, without tam, you don't have yet fulfilled that requirement of derech bishul. That's why by bosa b'cholav, it's taka unique. You can't learn anything else from it. So tam ki'iko is not deraisa. So Tosfos pointed out, if you remember the little Tosfos, that really Rava holds also tam ki'iko deraisa. But immediately he wanted to show Abaye that he's not applying logic correctly. That's called dihui be'alma. I refuted your logic, even though I may agree with you. But your logic is not sound. That's why Amalei Rove, der bishul also Torah. That's why it goes with tam. Because bishul implies tam. But actually, also b'cholav is unique, because it's heter b'heter, and becomes also. And the fact that we use tam, that's a part of the Zeres HaKosov of Bosa B'cholav. But it's not because Tam is Ki'iko. But by other Isurim, where there's no Der Bishul Asa Torah, Bishul introduces the concept of transfer of Tam. And if you don't have that by other Isurim, then Tam Ki'iko Lav Daraisa. That finishes that sugya. Okay? So now we have what could be a machlokis, but Tosfos tells us not. We'll go to Tosfos again. Where the Tam Ki'iko Daraisa, right now it looks like Abaye says Tam Ki'iko Daraisa, and Rava says no, it's not Daraisa. Why? Abaye says, I learned from Bosa B'cholav. It's because that's not a chidush, since you introduced tam, it's no longer a chidush. And therefore, Mamatzinu, Bosa B'cholav, it applies to other Yisurim too. And Rabbi says, no, not true. It still remains unique. Part of the uniqueness is that you need a transfer of tam because of derech bishul, because the loshon of bishul, not the loshon achila. Okay, here we have to do the tachos. Let's do all the tachos. Boys, I wish you would prepare a little sound. This is, besides being an interesting sugis, it's a good test of your ability to make a leinen. Where you can't skip over a few words and come out right. Each word got to fit in. I think I told you my father's atzal. My rebbe had a yeshivish expression. Don't hear it here, but it came from Europe. It's studied in Raden. Chofetz Chaim is a yeshiva, but he never heard a shiur from the Chofetz Chaim. He had only Musaf or Chofetz Chaim, Musaf Shmuz. The Rosh Hashiva wasn't the Chofetz Chaim. The Rosh Hashiva was a Baftoli Trop. Yeah. And he's the one that said Shiur. Yeah. I don't know if anyone really knew what kind of Talmud Chacham the Chofetz Chaim was until he printed the Mishnah Berurah. Suddenly he showed his mastery of all the Shitas, Shoinim, Choinim. I suspect that he didn't have the kind of cover we give him now because of Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. I think it's only after he published the Mishnah Berurah. Otherwise, he was somewhat among the tzaddikim of Europe. But I mean, they not listed as among the Rosh Yeshiva, even. Yeah. Like, by the way, that's true for the Nitziv also. The Nitziv was a Rosh Yeshiva, right? And no one thought much of him. They thought he was just a family appointee. And when he suddenly began publishing his stuff, from the Chumash to the Shiltas to the Sifri, they realized this total mastery of everything that was ever said, written, etc. That's when he suddenly became a gadol, largely posthumously. Mechaim, he was not held in high esteem. They said they felt he was just a family appointee. Yeah. Part of his anivus or whatever it is. Okay. But who wants to handle the second tesis? Be boss of a cholam by Tamil Gamrina. Okay. You know the cases? You have to know the case that we're talking about. Okay, let's go. Right, and how does Rabbi know a moko for Tam Kiko the Reiser? From this case, of Bosa Becholov.
The Ilu,
you have in Psochem and in Nozir the same issue. Right, and there.
Ligi Rav Kiver Rabbanan, Lomer Nafkalei Tam Keiker Bi Mishras, Lomer Bigule Ovolei Kachav. Rabbi Da'ir Ba He Sugi Of Mash Vidi Dela He Brisa.
Well, wait. What's from Mishras? What's Mishras?
It's a different.
It's a different. But what is it? Okay, the loss of the posik O Mishras Anovim. What's Mishras?
Dregs.
Soaked in grape juice. The bread soaked in grape juice for the Nazir.
Yeah,
the
boy. Right. So what?
That's not a good way.
But Mishras is, like, instead of drinking wine or grape juice, right? He, what did he do? He dunked his challah in the wine. How they had that as tam below my mushrooms, I don't know. They have it, but maybe so. Maybe you dip the challah in, then you step out of the challah, you squeeze out all the visible wine there, and still it's mishra, still it's also. Okay. All right. Ula mar, all right. Miguli of the kechovim. What's guli of kechovim? What's that also called? Guli. Guli midyan. Right. What is that? Because Bohu said you cannot use the kalim that you captured in the Mechemes Midyan, right? Until you kasher them. Kolashe yavabeish, tevi yavabeish, yavmayim, tevi yavmayim. Right? Why? Because you will asa the food that you cook in it. Why you asa the food? There's no mamosha shalisa. These are clean pots. The pots were used that day, though. Therefore, what? The blia of the pot, that's certainly not mamosha shalisa. That's certainly tam only. Right? There's no mamosha shalisa in the pot. So what is it? I don't know why it's a kashin taste, by the way. What's been told it was? So Abaye said another guy. He's trying to prove tam kika deraisa. So there he proved it, right, by referring to two halachas, halacha of nozir, right, and halacha of guli midyot. And there he proves it from Bosa B'cholov. What's so terrible? It's an observation, but I don't know why Tosfos says b'intoma. Intoma always means a kashya. Right? What's the kashya? What's wrong with... There he spoke about two rayas, I thought a third raya. The Tosfos wants to go and teach you pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara says that Rove refuted Abaye. There was a refutation of Abaye's raya. Der bishos a Torah. Therefore, Tosfos wants to tell you that the Gemara in Psochem and Nozir is because this Gemara was refuted. Abaye accepted the refutation. Therefore, he wouldn't learn this raya anymore. He learned only from the other two. Look inside. Geshoma Abaye kiblo mi Rove. Right, shedochalo b'chozabo. Right, might admit a mistake sometimes. Abaye acceded to Rova's objection. That's why there he wouldn't cite that anymore. Basically, the kashi is why didn't, but still doesn't answer why he needed two rayas, right? One from mishras and one from avodas from guli midyan, right? There. But it's not a bias said it. I mean, why? Maybe I'm not sorry. Take that back. Therefore, he relies on those rayas. Remember, Abaye holds that tam kiko deraisa. He has to have a mocha for it. Since he was refuted on Bosa B'cholov, so he relies on the raya of Rabbi Kiva, right? Okay. People, you with us? Next. Chidushu. Now we learned it. We made reference to that already before. What's the Chidush? Abaye says, you're going to refute my raya from Bosa B'cholov because Bosa B'cholov is a Chidush. And a Chidush, you cannot go ahead and learn anything from it. It's a unique case. What's the Chidush? So Rashi said, "Pirsh Bekuntris." You want to continue that thesis? Pirsh Bekuntris, the Shneihem. That's the Chiddush. Zelavado, Vezelavado, Shesavu, and Esorin. Right?
The Tam Zel, Lo Kama Ve Lo Ovin.
Okay. Again, Tosis is trying to teach you how to learn pshat. If you learn pshat in all the sugyas together, and you know every gemara by heart, right? Then you have a kasha. So it's not a big chiddush. Do klayim nama hachehavi. And there the gemara says a different chiddush in Bosa Bacholov. Mosik, there the gemara concludes that the heta becoming isur is not a chiddush. Klayim is the same thing. Therefore, what is the chiddush? Umosik a hainu chiddusho.
The
Torah le kule yomo bechalbo shari. If you soak meat all day with milk, it doesn't become basa bechalov medaraisa. Right? Afa gav she nibla hacholov bebaso. Afa pi shutzona. Right? The pi shutzolu baboso shol besocho. Because it's dealing with a clear liquid and it soaks there, it goes through. Vichibosh avay also, until bishul there's no isul. That may be part of Rava's der bishul also Torah, but nevertheless, it says there the Gemara points out that the real chiddush is that it's not the mixture of bosa b'cholav, it's how the mixture occurred. If the mixture occurred der bishul, then it's bosa b'cholav, otherwise not. Even though I can accomplish the same thing with kovush. Kovush kimivushal. Okay. Let's move it ahead now. So now we move into what we had. We had here Tam Ki Iker, right? And now we move into Efshel Sochto, right? The Chetiche Nasa Nevela, and Min B'Minu versus Min B'Shein Aminu. Amarav, Kivon Shenosan Tam Bechaticha, Chaticha Asma Nasa Zavela. Therefore, Voseres Kolach Tichos Kulon. Meaning, if it got mixed up, Mipnei Shehein Mina, and doesn't apply any quantitative relationship, because he holds the Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino is also, and therefore here you have min b'mino, boso and boso, cholov and boso, that's min b'shein amino. So I need shishim kenegdo on that piece of boso. There's no shishim kenegdo, the boso becomes boso b'cholov, becomes also from boso b'cholov chaitich enasa nevela. The whole meat is now also, not the cholov habalua b'tocho. Therefore, I now have a mixture of trefa meat and kosher meat. I now have a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and I passing like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino lo botel. Therefore, no matter how much there's in the kedera, it makes no difference. It'll be min b'mino lo botel. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, Mimino Lobot. Okay, got that clear. Omri Mazute Bereid Rav Moril Ravina Mirdi. Rav Kaman Omar Lishmaite, Rav Yehuda. That's what you just pointed out. That if you hold chaticha nasa nevela, I now have not milk and meat. I have meat and meat. Trefa meat and kosher meat. Trefa meat and kosher meat is min b'mino lo botel. Right? That's the point you made. Lema pligi adarova. But there's a modification of the din of min b'mino. Rav said, even Rav Yehuda was min b'mino also, that's when it's pure min b'mino. But here in the Kedera, we have a mixture of min b'mino she'en b'mino. There's the carrots, the celery, the water, right? That's not boso. So you have a mixture of boso nevela with boso she'ela with min b'she'en b'mino, with other stuff, right? Omar Rove, Kosova Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Shu Min Umino V'Dovar Acher, Salek Es Mino Kimisha Eino, discount the Min as if it's not there, Usheino Mino Robo all over Mavatlo. And you can be Mavatlo with the Sheino Mino. And in the case we're talking about here is a Kedero. Kedero refers to meat in a soup. Amale, you're quite right. Idenofo berote vrako. If there was liquid, then enachanami, it would be botil. Because min beino mino, min falls in mino into mino beino mino, salek is mino kmisha eino, and you go with the beino mino. But hochamayas chinan, the nofo berote ove. Thick gravy is treated as solid, not as liquid. Therefore, it's treated as boso. What they visualize is like having a gruel chopped meat there in mixed with the water, but there's no free water. It's all mixed up to become a thick gravy, as I said. That's the best way to remember it. Okay. Look at that one line in Rashi. Rotev over. That's exactly what there is. Dak shel boso v'shuman. Little pieces of meat and fat, right? The cool min boso.
That's the problem we had this morning.
Huh?
That's the problem we had this morning of minim.
Right. So I told you we can have trouble remembering where you're up to. Back to Gemara. Now goes the next question. Okay, we took care of that. The holds now, so we already accomplished two conclusions. Tam Kiko Daraisa, right? Min Bemino Loboto. All in the space of a half an hour. Okay, now goes the third principle. So I want you to know, I want you to tell me, Maikosova, how will he hold in this halacha, I kosova efshel socha muto, chaticha amay nasa nevela. Elo kosova efshel socha oso. Okay, what's the case? Shaila of Efshel Sokto is as follows. Iso went into Heta. The unit of Iso Heta is Oso, because there's too much Iso in the Heta. It wasn't Botel. This Iso Heta unit falls into a big pot. Then, if you hold Efshel Sokto Muto, then what we hold is that piece of meat now had the iso diluted out. If the iso was diluted out, because the shishim keneged this whole piece of meat, then that piece of meat becomes kosher. Why do you say that you count the kedela into your cheshbon. If a piece of meat falls into kedela and the piece of meat was also, right, then it should be that when you put it into the kedela, right, then everything becomes mutar. There's no way you can keep the meat also without letting out the isur from it, because you said that when you go ahead and you let the isur out from it by diluting it shishim in the kedera, now everything is mutar. Why is it mutar? Because the isur was diluted out. If the isur was diluted out, then the piece of meat should be kosher already too. Efshel sokto, like it, the isur is squeezed into the is in the meat. I put it into an orange juice squeezer, and I squeeze the meat out. I squeeze the isur out of the meat. I don't know how to do that, but I know by dilution in a hot soup, I can dilute out the inside. If I dilute it out, that piece of meat, is it mutar or is it osur? If you tell me the dilution takes it all out, then it's hard to say chaticha nasas nevela also. Right?
Stamer Shmuel doesn't hold by chaticha nasas nevela.
Right.
It's not muchrach in the Mishnah.
Am I?
It's not muchrach from the Mishnah that chaticha nasas
nevela. No. Oh, now look at, okay, so here's, this is, I told you, very interesting how the Masada decided to put together these basic principles all in short form. So I want you to know, Mikasova. Ikasava Efshel Sokto Muto, then Chaticha Amai Nasas Nevela. Ela Kasova, why? Why? How could it be Chaticha Nevela if Efshel Sokto is Muto? Cannot be. Why? If Efshel Sokto is Muto, means there is no Bosso B'cholov, period. You have Bosso without Cholov in it. I mean, you can see why Efshel Sokto should be also. Once it became also, it's also a new entity developed. But the Bogah has the right to ask that question. How do you know that? Ela Kosova, it must be Efshel Sokto is also. If I want to make that conclusion, that Efshel Sokto, what does that mean? The Bosso cannot also the rest of the pot. Because the shishim can negate the boso. But that boso, which had the cholov in it, right, that boso remains also. Once it became also, you cannot go ahead and make it mutal again. The itmo, Rabbi Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, by Amri, Efshel is also also. Here, by the way, choose up your sides over here in this machlokas. Interesting thing. We always like to pass like Rav, right? We always like to pass like Rav Yochanan. And they are on the same side, right? Rav, Rav Chinu, Rav Yochanan. They hold Efshel Sokto is also, right? Ushmuel, right? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Whom always you like to pass like Rav Shimon, halachic Rav Shimon always. Bereshokish or Shokish against Rav Yochanan usually doesn't do too well. Rav Yochanan usually wins, right? Yeah, but I have a. What's the cloud? Hilchzik Rav b'mamona.
Visure.
Huh?
Visure.
Hilchzik Shmuel.
Bedine.
Huh?
Bedine.
B'mamona.
Okay.
Therefore, Amri Efshel Sokto Muto. Okay. And that's your answer. You asked me what's the din of Efshel Sokto. I got a lineup, right? Of Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, hold this also. Shmuel, Rav Shimon, and Shimon, and Shokit hold that it's mutar. Take the Gemara. The Sova Rabbi Rav Epshel Softa also. How can you say that? Oh, Itmar, Kazai is Boso, Shenova Lasoch Yoro Shalcholov, Omarav, Boso also, Vecholov Mutter. We, Salkadartach, Epshel Softa is also, then what happens here? Cholov amai muto. Cholov nevelahu. And there, cholov nevela, then you have min bemino lo botel. You with us? If you hold, that's the kash. How could you have then, you say, that boso, the boso is also the cholov muto? How can that be? If you hold min bemino is also, and if you hold the efshel sochto is also, then you have the cholov that efshel sochto remains cholov nevela, and if it remains the cholov nevela, it's now diluted into the rest of the cholov, the big part of cholov. But min bemino is also b'mashehu. Look at Rashi. Arei cholov ma'at shenil v'boso nasa nevela shay nesa u'shene chozal v'niflat b'shara cholov havel min b'mino cholov oso v'chelov heto and Rav holds min b'mino lo botel. Comes the Gemara with the biggest chiddush of all. La'olam kasav Rav efshesov to oso. You're quite right. And therefore, it should all be also. Even though there's a shishim keneged, it makes no difference. Min b'mino is also. But b'shayni hosom, that case is different. What case? With the boso, right, was cooked with a cholov. Why? The omar kro lo sevashel gedi v'achalei v'imo, the milk never became also. No one ever said that the milk becomes also. He says, "Lo sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imo." Don't you dare cook the gedi in milk, because then the gedi will be also. But the milk remains mutter. They never answered the milk. Kodesh Baruch Hu never answered the milk. That's why the expression is, "Lo sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imo." Don't cook those instructions. Don't cook your gedi with milk, right? Because the gedi will be also. Don't not a word about the milk. Shiny hosom, omar kol o sevashel gedi b'chalei v'imo gedi oso tovo v'lo cholov. So Rav, who holds now the din of efshel sochto also, Rav holds min b'mino also, right? And Rav holds that Rabbi holds Tam Kiko Daisa, all three Tam Kiko Daisa, right? And Efshel Sochto is also.